This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Warrior Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, three players having great seasons for their respective WHL clubs signed NHL entry-level contracts this week. We'll hear from the trio, Ty Ronning, Tyler Steenbergen, and Braden Burke in moments. The University of Alberta Golden Bears are Canada West champs again. Former Spokane Chief Captain Jason Fram played a big role in helping the Bears get back to the U Sports National Championship. He'll join us. And Cody Glass is the WHL On the Run Player of the Week for a second time this season. He'll wrap up the show. First up, it's been a good week for three WHL underdogs signing NHL entry-level contracts.
3:20 to play in overtime. Tishka lost it. Ronning steals. A chance for history. Scores! He stands alone in Vancouver Giants history.
Ty Ronning, who set the Vancouver Giants franchise record in goals for a single season earlier this year, has inked a deal with the New York Rangers. The seventh-round pick, 201st overall selection in 2016, says he's taken a different approach this season.
Playing hockey, it's a roller coaster sport, and you know, I've just been having the mentality of focusing on each game and trying to win the game and contributing any way possible, whether it's shooting the puck and putting in the net or blocking shots and any aspect like that. And I mean, I haven't really been focusing on scoring. It's just been focusing on playing and playing with passion and playing the game I love. And I think things are working out for me and working out for this team, and I'm just going to keep rolling with it.
It's been a season to remember for Swift Current Broncos sniper Tyler Steenbergen.
Feeds it back to the point. Timmons in. Looking for a second score! Steenbergen gives Canada the lead!
That golden goal at the World Juniors for Team Canada, just part of his season. The Arizona Coyotes draft pick signed an entry-level contract this week. Ryan Switzer has more.
Thanks, John. Tyler Steenbergen, fresh off signing an entry-level contract with the Arizona Coyotes. I know that this was a goal of yours heading into this season. What was it like getting that call from the agent saying that the deal had been done?
It was pretty exciting. You know, obviously, it's a dream of mine since I've been a kid to one day hopefully play in the NHL, but the first step in doing that is to get a contract, and obviously, me and my family, we're pretty overwhelmed right now, and it's an exciting time.
Yeah, I mean, just such a roller coaster year for you, you know, going back to scoring the golden goal at World Juniors. They just had a ceremony in Swift Current, putting up a banner in your honor that's going to hang here at the Innovation Credit Union iPlex. You know, did you think going into this year that there'd be so much happening?
I didn't think quite this much. Obviously, I had some goals set out for myself at the start of the year, and you know, I've accomplished some already, but some I haven't even thought about, and obviously one of those goals would have been making the World Junior team, and I was fortunate enough to do that. So it's been a pretty incredible year, and I can't thank the coaching staff and all my teammates for enough help in me to create all this success for myself. And obviously our main goal now is to get to the Memorial Cup, and I think we got the team to do it.
And down the road in Moose Jaw, Braden Burke's strong year has been rewarded. A free agent deal also with the Arizona Coyotes. James Gallo has more.
Brady, congratulations. Putting pen to paper on your first NHL entry-level contract. And, you know, is it surreal when you finally, you know, put your name on the line?
Yeah, it's obviously a real good moment for myself and my family. But it's been a long time coming, and it's been a lot of hard work to get there. But, you know, it makes it all feel worthwhile now, for sure.
What was the reaction of Mom and Dad?
They were both pretty excited for me. Mom was freaking out a little bit. Dad was pretty happy too. So it's definitely a good day in the Burke household.
You've grown very close to your billets, Taylor and Nadine, this year. How have they helped you this season? And I was talking to Taylor last night. He said hardest secret ever for him to hold.
Yeah, I mean they've brought me right into the family. It made me feel like pretty seamlessly that I've just joined into the family, and it's helped me a lot on and off the ice here in Moose Jaw, so I can't thank them enough for that. And you know, billets are a huge part of junior hockey, and if you get the right ones, it can really help your play and who you are as a person, so I thank them a lot.
Lastly, Braden, with the NHL contract out of the way, focused on the stretch and the playoffs, I'd imagine.
Yeah, no, definitely. Only thing on our minds right now is coming into the postseason here and winning first place in the overall standings. So we got a tough game here tonight, and for the rest of the way, it's going to be hard games, but we know what we got to do, and we're all focused on it.
Hey, congratulations to Ty Ronning, Tyler Steenbergen, and Braden Burke.
From the drop of the puck to the Edge Chanouth Cup, this is the WHL This Week radio edition.
Former WHLer Jason Fram had a big final series against the University of Saskatchewan to clinch a Canada West title, and he joins us on the phone. Jason, first of all, to go in and beat a rival like Saskatchewan in the final, it must have been satisfying for the U of A Golden Bears.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's always satisfying to win a Canada West title, but when you can beat your rivals on the way there, it definitely makes it a little bit sweeter.
Now, you're a D-man that has scored some goals. You were able to get a couple in the final in Game 2. Always nice to contribute in a win like that.
Yeah, definitely. You always you want to be able to help the team out any way you can. And, you know, when you can score a couple goals like that, it definitely feels nice.
You guys get set to get to Fredericton here, and I'm not sure if it's unfinished business here for U of A, but you'll go back to where you almost did it last year, but now you get a chance at redemption here. What's the mindset of the U of A Golden Bears?
I think we have to go in and be ready to hit the first puck drop. You know, last year we came in a little bit flat, and it cost us right away. So we have to be able to be at the top of our game right from the start and, you know, like you said, finish what we started.
Jason, your second season with the University of Alberta. Take us through your journey. You went 5 years in Spokane, took a shot at some pro hockey, and now you're taking a degree and trying to get into the faculty of business here. But where are you at here? Take me through the journey that's led you to the U of A Golden Bears.
Yeah, it's been quite the journey now, I guess. You know, you spent 5 years in Spokane in the Western League. You know, it's right from 16, you move away from home, and it's a pretty cool experience right from the start. Play the 5 years in the Western League, you know, meet a lot of people, do a lot of pretty cool things, but then, you know, obviously it comes to an end. And at that point, I had been talking to some universities, and then also been talking to some pro teams and kind of seeing what my options were. And so I decided to give it a shot. You know, I signed an American League deal and, you know, tried that out. And unfortunately, it didn't work out at the time. So I decided to go back to school, get my degree, and, you know, use a scholarship program for the Western League. And, you know, I couldn't be happier. It's one hell of a program. And, you know, the University of Alberta, it's amazing.
Jason, take me through going to Spokane at 16. What did the WHL experience do for you?
You know, it makes you mature real fast. Like you said, moving out when you're 16 years old, it's quite an experience. It's been a bit of a shock at first. You know, you move to a new city, a new country even, and, you know, you go to a team with a bunch of guys that you don't really know. But like I said, it makes you mature real fast. You know, you get real tight with a good group of guys real fast. The years fly by real fast. The next thing you know, you're 20 years old, and you're the guy who's trying to welcome in all the young guys that they're in your footsteps. You know, you have to take the leadership role. And, you know, it's pretty special to be a part of.
All right, Jason, when you take advantage of the WHL scholarship program here, how aware were you that you had that in your back pocket if you didn't want to pursue pro at that time? And how knowledgeable were you that you could fall back on those 5 years of education?
I knew right from the start, you know, Spokane made it pretty clear right off the bat that, you know, you have the package right away for every year you play. You get a year of schooling, and, you know, it's a pretty nice fallback to have. You know, my parents are always pretty big on school, too, so it was a nice comfort knowing that, you know, even though I wasn't going to school right away, that I still had the option, and that WHL would help along that.
All right, South Delta, BC's Jason Fram set to lead his Alberta Golden Bears into Fredericton for the National U Sports Men's Hockey Championships. Canada West champion as well. Jason, go out and do the WHL proud.
Yeah, thank you very much.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Several Portland Winterhawks had big weeks in a stretch of picking up 7 out of a possible 8 points. Cody Glass had 5 goals and 5 assists. He is the WHL On the Run Player of the Week, and Evan Richardson has more.
Cody, congratulations on being named Player of the Week. What was working so well out there, not just for you, but really the entire line, because I know Kiefer had 9 points this week as well?
Yeah, I think we've just been playing with chemistry, and obviously when we're passing the puck good, it's really flows well, and obviously with the team doing well, we do well, so that's good.
All 4 games were against division rivals. When you're playing teams that you know and perhaps don't like very much, is it a little easier to get your energy level up?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit bigger since the U.S. division's really tight right now, so it's a little bit easier to get excited for the game, and obviously you want to win those games, so you're giving it the best you got.
When that number one power play is out there for you guys, all NHL draft picks, 4 first-round NHL draft picks, how much does that up your game when you have that much talent on the ice?
Yeah, no, obviously it makes it a lot easier to play out there, obviously. we all know how to pass the puck, we all know how to score, and when you put it together and have those guys that are on the ice, it's unbelievable and it's easy to make plays.
Earlier in the season, I spoke to you about your shot. One of the things you said is you wanted to shoot the puck a little bit more. Right now, new career high in goals this season, second on the team in shots. How have you seen your shot develop throughout the season?
I think, obviously, it's a little bit... I know I'm a pass-first kind of guy, but I think I've been using my shot a lot more lately, and obviously you want to keep the goalie guessing, so that's probably the biggest thing for me.
Last year you guys came towards the postseason. You were underdogs. You end up with that first-round win. This year, expectations are much higher for this team. How do you deal with that kind of pressure?
Obviously, I've been through both, so just being the underdog last year is kind of helpful, knowing that they kind of misjudged us a little bit, but now that we're the big dogs going in, it's a lot easier to play with more confidence, and obviously we know we're capable of, so I'm looking forward to our playoff run.
Thanks, Cody. Congrats.
Thank you.
And that's the show. Want to say a special thanks to Evan Richardson in Portland as well, out on the prairies. Thanks to Ryan Schweitzer and James Gallo. I'm John Keane.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL broadcast partners and Warrior Hockey.